So on this first day of retreat, it can be helpful to keep our attention really simple, to keep our attention primarily on the breath. One of the ways of thinking about this, or not thinking about this, is thinking of the mind as having a foreground and a background. And the breath is in the foreground. And so you can have thoughts in the background, other things coming in, but we keep the breath in the foreground, you know, and this is a way of really beginning to settle the mind. One of the things about the breath, you know, I like to remember that we're born with an in-breath and we die with an out-breath. Mindfulness of breathing, you know, connects us with all the life that sustains us. Every breath we take is coming from trees, from the world outside us, and every exhale we give goes back into the world. And so we share it with the whole earth. You know, this breath is just this substance of nourishment that nourishes every moment of our lives. Staying intimate with our breath, staying close to our breath. With the regularity of breathing, it keeps us connected to the body and anchored to the present. You know, the breath, the body are always here. It keeps us from getting lost in our fantasies, in our thoughts, in our reactions to things. So the breath, remember, it doesn't have to be any particular way. We always like it when the breath is nice and smooth and easy, but it doesn't mean we're doing it wrong if it's not nice and smooth and easy. It's just being mindful of the breath as it is, not as we might want it to be. It can be long or short, deep or shallow, fast or slow. It doesn't matter. We can just pay attention to it, just knowing it, knowing the breath, feeling it. And one other thing, it can be helpful not to move much during meditation. But if you move, it's not a problem. But make the movement into the new position part of the meditation. It's not I've got to change now and I'll start again in a moment. But really make every motion, if you move your hand, just slowly. It's a movement meditation like Tai Chi, you know. So that keeps the concentration really steady instead of feeling it like it's an interruption. So if you all seem to have found a spot to sit. So see if you're comfortable, whether you're on the floor or a chair or laying down, and gently close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths, and with each exhale, relax just a little more. Kind of settling into the earth, grounding yourself. And when you're ready, just let the breath return to normal. Not trying to control it in any way. Just let it be. And take a moment to get a general sense of how you feel right now. It can be helpful to briefly scan the body and relax what you can relax. And I'll just very briefly mention some places, but feel free to do it at your own pace, in a way that's helpful for you to relax what's extra. So relax the forehead, the jaw, just the face, the entire head. Relaxing what you can let go of. If something doesn't relax, just soften around it. Easing the shoulders. Upper back. Middle back. Lower back. The buttocks where you were sitting. And then in the front of the body, relaxing the chest. The solar plexus area. Letting the belly be soft. And relaxing your arms and your hands. Your thighs, your legs, your feet. Any tensions you find. And then begin to notice how you experience the breath. Maybe notice the movement of air, the movement of your muscles. What happens when you breathe? What moves? What changes? Maybe you feel the belly going up and down, rising and falling, or the chest rising and falling, or the rib cage all the way in the back expanding and contracting. Or you may feel the air coming in and out of the nostrils. Just notice where the sensations are easiest to feel and allow your attention to rest there. However it's easiest, just feel connected with the breath. If it changes a little bit, that's okay. Just whatever connects you with it. Once you've settled on the breath a little bit, just allow your attention to rest there as well as it can. You might think of it as your home base, your anchor. Keeps you from going too far adrift. It's helpful for your attitude to be curious and non-judgmental. You're here to discover what's present, however it is. If it's helpful, you can label each inhale and exhale. If you label, let it be quiet like a mental whisper, thinking to yourself, maybe in, out, or rising, falling. But allow most of your attention to stay with the actual physical sensations of breathing, the felt sense of the breath. And be particularly mindful during the gaps at the end of the exhale and inhale. It's easier for the mind to drift during those little times when there's not much movement going on. If your attention has drifted, notice it, and gently, in a friendly way, escort it back to the breath. It's normal for the attention to drift. That's what minds do. No need to judge it. It's like a muscle. The more you bring it back, the stronger the concentration gets. One of the most important parts of training the mind is starting over again, over and over again, and doing it in a friendly manner. Always bringing the attention back to here, back to the present, in a gentle, unhurried way. Allowing ourselves to come back to our anchor, to our home base, intimate with each breath. allow any thoughts or concerns remain in the background. It's okay for them to be there. Just keep returning to the rhythm of breathing in and out. just as it's helpful to take a few minutes to settle into meditation, it can be helpful to do so coming out. A simple way to do this when I ring the bell is to take a couple of deep breaths again before opening your eyes. So one of the things I wanted to mention, you know, some people find it particularly helpful to count the breaths, and some people don't, you know. So if it's something that is helpful to you, you can try that. And the way we usually do it is, I mean, there's many different methods, but a simple way is to count 10 breaths, and you can count on the exhale. So you inhale and then one. And you again use the numbers like just a whisper in the mind just to keep you on track. And if you get distracted, you start over. You know, and it doesn't really matter if you never make it past two breaths. You know, one, two, and there you go. That's fine. You're coming back. And every time you come back, instead of, oh, I only did two breaths, you know, it's a homecoming. And so the mind begins to welcome the breath back. It welcomes coming back. You know, it's not going to get punished for coming back. So there's a lot of variations to that, you know, of 10 breaths, and then you start over, 10 breaths, you start over. Some people go to 5 and then count backwards from 5, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's just a little more complicated, and that for some people that really helps them stay engaged. So feel free to experiment throughout the day if that's something that suits you. You know, when we get distracted, you know, this is what the mind does, you know. So really the attitude with which we do this is really essential. You know, one of the things that this practice does is it shows us how much the mind drifts. You know, we really see how it just keeps going and wants to go a lot of different places. Usually not here. Those are the tendencies of this mind. And so, you know, just remember, just begin again, begin again. Eventually, just the regularity of coming back, begins to settle the mind. And then it starts actually liking it better being here than being out there and drifting and fantasizing and all the different things we do. You know, many of us aren't used to sitting all day. And, you know, we might have a practice at home, but it's limited, you know, in how much time we sit, and the body is not used to it. And especially on this first day, I really recommend that you don't push your body too much. You know, I like to just go right to the edge, you know, so it's a little uncomfortable, yeah, you know, just a little bit, but not so much so that the mind can't get, that we're waiting for it to be over. And, you know, one of the things that if you're sitting cross-legged on the floor, that some people do if they're, you know, in the middle of a sit, they need to move, is to bring their knees up, you know. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, thank you. You know, and just sit like that, you know, just comfortably, back can still be straight. And so that's a very acceptable way to meditate. So feel free to move if you need to, and feel free to experiment. We'll do a little bit in the posture time, but some people who are used to sitting on the floor, but not so many hours, you know, just you go use a chair for a sit or two. You know, I personally, when I sat a lot of my retreats, I would always, like, I'd sit on the floor. We'll show you how to sit on a bench in a little bit. I'd do two sits on a bench, and then I'd do the one talk on a chair. So my day was kind of sprinkled with a few different postures, and that, for my body, that worked really well. So really don't... sometimes, you know, we force ourselves to do it perfectly, you know, and that's not so helpful. And, you know, if some of you are tired in this first day, you know, allow yourself to take short naps, you know, if you need to, maybe during a walking period. You know, you're not doing anything wrong. It's not unusual. Even if you had enough sleep, sometimes this happens on the first day. So some people are fully energized, so I don't want to put that into your mind, you know, but really allow yourself to be at ease in this day. Next, Diana's going to do... guide us in walking meditation, give walking meditation instruction. And, you know, I'm supposed to do a couple of announcements, and I'm trying to remember. Do you have them, the announcements? What time's the Q&A tonight?
Is it 7:15.
7:15, okay. So the announcement was that the 6:45 sit tonight, and at the end of that, we're going to do a optional Q&A for whoever would like to just informally ask questions, and so you're welcome to join that. And I think that's it. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. And then also at 11 o'clock, it's also optional. If you feel you'd like some help with your posture, I'm going to give a little bit of instruction first, and then Diane and I will kind of take the room, half of the room, and we'll go around and check your posture and give you any feedback if you'd like. So it's a time you can ask about your posture. So we'll see you. Those of you who'd like are welcome. So thank you.